Daf Chavav Amar Aleph, we have the Rambam, Shabbos Perikov Ches Halacha He, says, there are two cities, one close to each other, if there's between them 141 and a third, so there should be enough 70 amas and two-thirds, which is four tvachim to this one, and 70 amas and four tvachim to this one, which would be 141 and two, we count them as one city, and made the whole city, we could walk the whole city and out of it 2,000 amas. There are three villages in a triangle thing. If there's between the middle one and each one from the outer ones 2,000 amas or less than that, and between the two outer ones 238 minus a third, so it should be between each one and between the middle one. You'll see them, even there's between the 141 and a third, they're all three like one medina. We measure them 2,000 amas to each direction outside all three. A city that was surrounded and then they settled in, you measure from when they settled it. They settled and then they put a wall, then we measure from the wall. The Ravid says, I think they made a big mistake, because it gives four times 70 amas and a third and two thirds between them. Between the two outer ones is 141 and a third. Between all the outer ones and the middle one, 70 amas and a third. It's 283 minus a third. It's a mistake, because it said between the outer one and the middle one is 2,000 amas, and between the outer one and the other one is even 4,000 amas. They didn't give the share 141 and a third only to the airspace that should be between these two outer ones to the middle one, except for the middle one, because if there would be more, it's not considered all three as one. City there, Archaim Simshin Tzadik Ches Sifidal says, city was surrounded, then they settled it, you measure from the place where they settled, but if they settled, and then they surround the middle, measure from the wall. Shabbos Perek Tezayin, Halacha Tezvav. Any mechitza that can't, the Rambam says, any mechitza can't stand in a regular wind, not a mechitza. Any mechitza that can't, it's not meant for storage, it's not a mechitza. Any mechitza that's not meant only for tznius, it's not a mechitza. Any mechitza that doesn't have the height 10 tvachim or more, it's not a mechitza gemura. If you have a pile of 5 tvachim, a mechitza 5, it's mitzarev, and the Ravid says, that's called osu lenachas. Okay, the Shulchan Aruch Arachayim Siman Shin Samach Beisif Aleph says, any mechitza that's not meant to live in it, only if it's sneezes, so there should be shame what you put inside, or to sit in it to guard the field, is mechitza tata from what's inside. But it's not a mechitza to make what's inside muk of the deer if it's more than two saw. Therefore, a tree that its branches go downwards, if it's not tall three from the ground, then the root is in muk and there is mechubah to the tree, it's more than 10 tvachim, sit a mechitza not in tata in the whole thing. Dafke fills up the airspace between the branches with wood or straw, and he ties the branches, the wind shouldn't shake them. Because any mechitza that cannot withstand the regular wind is not considered mechitza. Dafka off the base of sign, but more than the base of sign not. Even if they planted it for this, since it's not us, only to enjoy the shade, to guard the fields. Dafchav Vav Amud Beis. We have Erevin, Rambam, Perek Beis, Halacha Aleph. The people of the Chatzah that made an Erev, they're all together except for one of them, they didn't make an Erev with them, whether it's a Mezid or he forgot, he asks on them, and all of them are not allowed to take out of their house to the Chatzah, or from the Chatzah to their house. If he was Mavatl, then the one that didn't make the Erev was Mavatl, Lashos Chatzah Elvad, they're Mutter Lohitz Lachas from the house to the Chatzah to their house, but to his house it's also. It's Mavatl, Lashos Beisa, and the Lashos Chatzah, then they're all Mutter. They are Mutter because they made an Erev, and he was Mavatl, his Lashos of his house and his Chatzah. And he's also Mutter because he doesn't have a Lashos, and he's like a guest of them, and a guest doesn't Asr. Shulchan Aruch Chaim Simshin Pesif Aleph says, one of the Chatzah have forgotten to make an Erev with the others, he asks them, what's the Takan? One of them should be Mavatl, Lashos. He should say that my rishus is mevutl to you or knuy to you. You don't have to be kind of a king and sudr, you can mevatl even after it's dark. If he lives with four or five people, it's mevatl to each individual and say my rishus is mevutl to you and to you and to you and to you. Some say it's enough to say my rishus is mevutl to all of you. Because mevatl is rishus tam, is not mevatl, only the rishus that has mechatzah. Therefore, they're meant to take out from their house to the chatzar, and he also, because he's a guest, but they're not allowed to be, they're also to hoitzi from his house to the chatzar and also him. Some say that he has to lock up his house, so he shouldn't be able to come take out the isser. He should not open it only when he wants to go out and come out, and he should lock it right away when he comes in and out. Shechnar Chorchayim Sim Shin Pei Siv Beis, if it was Mavatl, also his Ashus of his house, is mutter, whether it's he or him, them to take out from the chatzar, whether it's from his house to their houses. The Rambam, Erev and Perik Aleph, Halacha Ches. You don't make an Erev Chatzeres only with a bread that's complete. Even a bread that's a saw and it's a slice, you don't make an Erev. If it's complete, it's like a coin, an Erev. Just like you make an Erev with pas of tvua, so do you make an Erev with pas of rice and lentils, but not with millet. And shituf is both with bread or other food. with all food you're allowed to do shtufa boys except for water by itself or salt by itself. So to mushrooms and truffles, you're not mishtatin them. Shtufa boys is not considered oichel. If you made air of water with salt, it's considered like a brine and you're allowed to mishtatin with it. Says the Rambam, the last halacha, Ervin, Perek Aleph, halacha ches. You're not allowed to make a ruv chatzeres only to a complete bread alone. Even, we already said it, so we'll skip it. We won't review it. This is the end of the halachas of Daf Chaf Vav.